escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Don't want to waste any time. I want to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in our friend, Mr. Nui Scruggs. Nobody covers the Cowboys like Nui covers the Cowboys. 15-time Emmy winner down in Dallas. And more importantly, let's start with a big congratulations on a big honor joining the Silver Circle down there in the Metroplex. Nui, what's up, man? Congrats. Very cool.
Congrats,
award.
Brother. Yo. Man, I appreciate it. It's 18 time now.
18. I'm just reading off your bio.
It ain't bragging when it's facts, right?
it just happened, JP. It just happened last night.
All right.
18. How you guys doing now? How you guys doing? I'm
good,
making
man.
Short ribs here at the house in the crock pot. So,
found
you here, man. We got to cook. Got to cook, you know.
I'm going to show B a picture because Nui sent me a picture of the short ribs he's making while we talk here, B.
I see.
They look damn good. You got to meet our friend Amanda Zimmer too. She's great.
Man, it's amazing how just how blessed we are, man. We get to start meeting people that we've been in contact with for, you know, over the years because this thing we love football, especially between Washington and Dallas, intertwines us. And so through the years you just, you know, meet so many, you know, great people that, hey, I've talked to you. I remember meeting Frank Herzog for the first time, you know, meeting George Mike, all these different folks, man. So it's awesome what we get to do. So it was great to meet her finally.
That's great. Congratulations. Very, very happy for you. Well deserved. Let's start with the Cowboys. We'll get to Micah, but if we're able to remove the Micah part from the equation, how has the Cowboys camp been this summer?
It was all good till the Ram showed up. Ram showed up for that scrimmage. He's like, ooh. It's that line from Dollar Bill. Bernie Mac, when he played Dollar Bill, plays cuts. We triple.
What seemed to be the problem with him?
Let's see. You can't stop anybody from running, and you got blocking issues. So if you can't block them and you can't run them, that's not a good recipe if you're trying to win the NFC East. They have to solidify. You got a left tackle issues. You know, your first round pick from last year's missed all this time. Not going to be there for game one against Philadelphia. Don't know exactly when Tyler Guyton will be back, and his replacement is a guy that never played. So that's not real good. And then you got a right guard who's a rookie. That's problematic, guys. That's problematic. And they can make it seem like it's all good and you're going to try and run with Javonte Williams and a whole mix of different guys, but you don't have one dude who's going to say, hey, this, you know, Emmitt Smith ain't walking through that door. So these are some issues right now. And yes, you've got CeeDee Lamb over here you can catch and George Pickens, but if you can't block and you can't establish the run, good luck. Because if it's, you know, second and 12 or third and 12, I mean, everybody knows what you're going to do. So it's going to be a challenge. Now, Brian Schottenheimer's tried to tell, hey, guys, we've been to vanilla. We haven't done anything all night long. But when you went up against the Rams in the scrimmage, they were vanilla, and they whooped your rear end. Then it came the preseason game. You told us you're going to make all these changes, and they got beat up again. So some of the preseason, you know, they don't play a lot of the starters here in town. And they had Joe Milton out there. And there were just times that Joe Milton just didn't do enough. You know, too many three and outs to show what some of the other talented players could do here. So I am skeptical at times just because they sell hopium here. And everybody likes to inject themselves with it.
Hopium. That's all good.
Yeah. Hopium. Hopium is drug. Oh, this is the year. This is it. I'm like, guys, see, I'm old enough to have covered a Super Bowl team here. My first training camp for the Cowboys was in Emmitt. His contract wasn't done. And they went and won back-to-back. So I'm like, guys, I'm so old. I saw teams win Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's not Super Bowl team. Ain't nothing about this. Ain't nothing about this Super Bowl. Nothing. That team. So – they've got work to do. I like Shoddy. He's a good dude. Likes DQ, man. You know, like good people. And you want to see good people do well. But I still think they're about 2 years away from having the kind of talent they need on both sides of the football, especially on both lines, to really compete and win this division.
Well, they got a talented guy there that doesn't seem to want to be there. And, you know, Jerry ain't letting him go anywhere. What's going to happen with that situation?
Here's how it ends. Wade, Emmitt, Dak, CD, player takes a photo, pen in hand, smile with a piece of paper that says they either set or tied the record for the, you know, at their spot. That's what happens. That happens every time. Why he does it, I don't know. Because he's a billionaire, because he can.
I guess.
You know, yeah. I want to be rich like that one day and play with people's emotions. And Mike ain't going nowhere. Here's when I was like, okay, man. So you like, oh, he scrubbed the Cowboys off all his social media pages. You know, CeeDee Lamb did that last year too. And so it's that Rams practice, and the Cowboys got all the families in the VIP, and I'm talking to guys, hey, meet Micah's mom. And then Micah's mom there holding her grandbaby. I'm like, man, if you're really trying to leave, what's your family out here for? If I was really trying to make this to everybody coming back, he'd be like, anyway, he was like, Jerry, I'm coming to clean out my locker because I'm done with you.
Uh-huh.
So Mike is just, you know, Mike posturing. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He likes it here. He's going to get his money. And CeeDee Lamb tried to tell him, baby, it's just your turn in the blender. It's not fun, but this is what it is. The man is going to play it and do what he wants to do, but they're going to get it done. I don't know when. I doubt it's going to be effective enough for him to do anything against Philadelphia because they say he's still got a back issue. But it's just the silliness of what it is. I've done this long enough. I'm not fazed by it. I don't listen to the national media because I'm here every day.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of laugh. He's going to make a deal. He always makes a deal with the people he wants.
I wonder if I've done this long enough then, because that was my stance with McLaurin the entire time, is this will get done. It's the business of football.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it got done, you know?
Yeah, because they need each other. You know, at the end of the day, they need each other. And look, let's also, and I love Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is what's right about Washington football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Through the years, man, you know, we've seen the great players, the Art Monk of the world, the people that appreciated the burgundy and gold and that him. You don't let people like that get out the window. I mean, out the door. You don't let them go out the window and throw them out the door. You keep them. You played your dance. You got the deal you wanted, but you don't let them go.
100%.
With the Parsons stuff that feels so personal between Jerry and David Mulligetta, do you think that is, as long as the check is big enough, everybody can kind of move forward?
Yes.
Also,
come on, man. Lee Steinberg's done deals with them. They all do deals. At the end of the day, if Micah Parsons becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, you the agent, you what you going to be happy? What you going to think about 3%? Come on now, for whatever he's going to get.
Right.
This is a part of it. It's not supposed to be fun. It's just what it is. Todd France had some of the same issues too, but guess what? Todd France two times when took Jerry to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's Dak's agent, for those that don't know.
Let me have that in life. Hey, man, say all these nasty things, talk dirty to me, but you know, we're going to sign this big old check, and I, the agent, will make millions too. So, hey,
there you go.
Sign me up for that.
Those are good problems to have. Talking with our friend,
I'll take it.
Nui Scruggs from Dallas. You can give him a follow at Nui Scruggs. So, offensively, last year was a disaster for Dallas, but 2 years ago, that was a pretty good team, and they threw the ball like crazy, especially when they were at home on that fast turf. Had the ugly playoff loss to the Packers. Dak healthy. You add George Pickens, CD. Like, is there a path to Dallas? I think your point about being a Super Bowl contender is very accurate, but is there a path to Dallas getting back to competing for the NFC East, competing for a wild card spot, that kind of thing.
You got to be able to block it. Okay, you got to be able to block, got to establish the run, got to keep your defense off the field. This defense is on the field 30 minutes, so it's going to be a problem. They can't stop the run, guys. They haven't fixed the D-line. It's not fixed. Mazi Smith is really looking at Mazi Smith get tossed out the club. Come on, man. First-round pick, he's just looking bad. Like, but this could be trouble. Also, Diggy Zoo, a nice player, but he's still light. You know, stop it. Then you got to face the AFC West. You got to face the NFC North. And just the way the schedule sets up, the league did them no favors. They're going to play Philadelphia on a Sunday at home, then Thursday around and go face Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day. You got the Chargers in December at home. Then you got to turn around 4 days later and go up to Landover, Maryland to face Washington. This is not easy. You got the Lions in December. This schedule is hard. AFC West, you guys know every coach there has been to a Super Bowl and only one of them hadn't won it. That's Harbaugh.
Hmm.
This thing is hard for the Cowboys. You're starting off at Philadelphia. It's just a challenge. And then you've got, you know, then you've got Washington. That's four games right there. Of the four they have, how many are they really going to win? If they do a split, you'd be doing, you're like doing cartwheels. But if you start adding that up over time, I just think this is a 7-8 win football team. They still have more talent to acquire. Until you get better up front, you're not winning in this league. You're not winning this division. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You have to be able to stop the run and give Dak time to throw. I mean, guys, left tackle, well, you never played. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like there's a – ain't Mark Bavaro out here blocking. These guys are tight end. I mean, these guys are pass catchers. So it's just going to be a challenge. But Jerry sells a Hopium better than anyone. It's going to be packed. You want tickets to see him, it's going to be tough. When they come up on Christmas Day, it's going to be sold out for you guys up there in Landover, Maryland. Now, that kind of stuff still travels. But what they're going to be, it's going to be hard. And then we never seen Shoddy coach. We don't know what they're going to do.
Hmm.
He's going to step on himself a little bit because every coach who does this for the first time is going to step on themselves a little bit. This is a hard job. And Jerry does a great job of marketing. You got the Netflix thing. We all say, oh, this, that, and the other. And, oh, Pickens is 1A. I'm like, really? Is he a 1? Because he was 1 on a bad offense. Doesn't mean he's a 1 here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player. He's a talented guy. But this is not some Pro Bowl receiver. This is not a guy who's coming out of Pittsburgh where you say, oh, my gosh, man, this is Antonio Brown. And by the way, there's been only one player that's left Mike Tomlin as a wide receiver that's gone on to do something. That was Plaxico Burress. But you look at the list, Mike Wallace, all these dudes, man, they leave Pittsburgh and they don't miss any of them at the wide receiver spot. So, guys, let's be skeptical too.
Look like Mike Tomlin and he got the same deal. They let you go, you're done.
Yeah, they know something. It's like, don't get a receiver from Pittsburgh and don't get a quarterback from Andy Reid.
You're right.
They call it, you say no. We good.
No, it's funny you brought up the Netflix thing because I actually just finished it last night. And there were so many moments where I thought of you because you and I have had these conversations on air. And we've also had plenty, you know, off air where you say Jerry's about selling this thing. And I couldn't help but the last episode of the Netflix show is about Jerry's decision to put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor down there. And how it was, you know, probably 15, 20 years too late. And I couldn't help but watch that with some skepticism. Like, Jerry did it just to create an event in Dallas.
I told you that, though. Remember when I told you that?
They were filming this.
I haven't seen it yet.
They were filming a documentary, weren't they?
Yes, I told you what it was. I told you. They needed an ending. They needed an ending. First off, that summer, Jerry said, Jimmy ain't getting in. I did the interview with Jerry said, this ain't about Jimmy sniveling, trying to get in. I got other people to think about. He said, it's the second year in a row, Jimmy ain't getting in. All of a sudden, he's there. I was in Charlotte when it happened because I went home and made sure I got to see my folks. And so I'm there. We're like, my photographer's like, hey, Jimmy's on the field. Like, Jimmy Johnson? He's like, yeah. And so they do this whole thing, and the Netflix people were there, and had a source in the organization, like, they need an ending. I'm like, okay, now I see it. Because it's November, you'd announce a December game on December 30th. Hey, we're going to put him in here. Mm. You need tickets. You need all this stuff. All the players that Jimmy had are going to want to come. This thing was rushed together, but they needed an ending. So I have not seen the show. That's what I was told. I know I told you. I told several people, like, hey, man, this is why that thing happened. And, oh, by the way, the last thing you wanted to do have happen was Jimmy Johnson get sick or die and he's not in there. Then right. you really look bad.
Yeah, because
I said that to Jerry many years ago when I said you're being petty. And that's what he's like, it ain't about Jimmy sniveling trying to get in the Ring of Honor. But and, oh, by the way, this is a story where Jerry – I haven't seen it yet, but Jerry looks like a hero, right? Who looks like the villain in their own Netflix documentary?
Yeah, it definitely allows them to put a bow on the show. And to Jimmy's credit, unlike the Belichick the Patriots documentary that the Crafts put together, where they made mm-hmm. themselves completely void of any blame,
oh, yeah.
and they put everything on Belichick and really tried to paint him as like this evil being. Jerry,
if he wasn't evil, they wouldn't have what the hell they got.
Jerry was Jerry about it, but did allow that he made mistakes. You know what I mean? It was, I don't know. If you watch it, I think you'll find it interesting, but I think you'll laugh at a lot of it.
Great learning lesson from there. And yes, I lived a lot of it. I was there at the press conference when they fired Jimmy. I was there in the locker room. Michael Irvin threw trash can at us. saw a lot of stuff, man. I saw a lot of stuff. And one thing about Jerry, he's friends with Vince McMahon. They understand that whole wrestling thing, and that's a part of what this is sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He'll tell you that. Hey, we're the first ones to put a TV camera in the draft room. Jerry's all about that. Mike McCarthy at times didn't get it and understand it. Like, hey, baby, just come with it. Parcells understood it, but Jerry needed a stadium, so he gave Parcells more leeway because Jerry needed a stadium, but Parcells had gotten divorced. He needed to replenish his funds. So they kind of did, hey, man, you take care of me, I take care of you. But Parcells wanted control. And when Parcells was gone, Jerry Lane, this ain't happening no more.
more control. The real story.
I'm running things.
The other thing I couldn't help but wonder watching the end of it, so the end of the documentary is basically Jerry's kids, and I know how involved they are with the organization, talking about how much they want to win one kind of before Jerry goes, right? Eventually, we all got a clock. And I couldn't help but wonder, watching, it looks to me that there's three kids with a major say in the organization. Steven, his daughter, I believe her name's Charlotte, and then Jerry Jones Jr.
Jerry Jr. Yeah.
I couldn't help but wonder, they're going to have to sell this thing. Because the valuation is just way too much. Who the hell could buy the Cowboys for $13 billion?
Well, first off, start to read their bios. It doesn't say Stephen Jones, CEO. It says Stephen Jones, CEO, co-owner. They own shares now.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's going to be.
They're holding on to that. They ain't letting that go.
Yeah. So from my understanding, if Jerry passed tomorrow, Gene's in control. But the kids all have shares in this thing, and so they're going to keep it in the family. And so many kids work there now. I mean, I was one of the kids. I remember, knee high, man, he got a child now. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting real old. So I've been here so long. You got, and they're like, oh, Charlie, your grandma now? Oh, gosh. So they're not giving this thing up. It's going to be a family business. They know how to make money. They make so much money in real estate. I mean, and hey, Jerry's legacy is really how he created revenue streams in the league and taught people how to make money.
Totally.
He doesn't get enough credit for that. The people, hey,
he did that.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
Think of whoever's the Commander's official realtor. That's Jerry who first did that.
Right.
Talking to him one time when I finished business school. I was like, Jerry, what do I do with my degree? Do I keep doing TV? And he's, giving me all this great advice for hours in his office. And then he said, hey, when you get desperate, you do dumb shit. I'm like, really? What dumb shit did you do? He said, oh, ask American Express to be the official credit card of the Cowboys. Nobody was doing that.
Uh-huh.
So now they got official everything. They got the official bourbon, the official beer. And that was him. Because at the time, remember, they sued Jerry.
Yeah.
For Pepsi.
Totally.
Because Coke was the official soda. I remember being Art Modell's office in Cleveland when I worked up there when Belichick and Saban were coaching. And Art was adamant against it. But what he didn't see was Jerry's like, hey, I own my own stadium. So that's the official drink of the stadium. And he was still taking the check from the NFL. But Coke didn't care because Coke was like, we're good. Mm-hmm. And Art owned his own stadium, too, at the time. Art should have learned and leaned into what Jerry is doing because guess what now? You got Coors, the official beer of the league, and then for the Cowboys, it's Miller Lite. And every team is doing that. Now you dip in out of two buckets.
Totally.
That's what Jerry taught people.
Yeah.
Jerry, he knows how to make money. That's one thing he knows how to do.
I also found it fascinating when Jerry brought Fox in to buy the TV rights and how these more traditional owners were like, oh, they're not a network.
It was Art.
And it was Murdoch's like, I got $1 billion.
Art and Tagliabue were going to give money back to CBS. They were going to give money back. Jerry, no, he got Murdoch in. And Pat Bowlen was the president of the he's the chairman of the television, committee there. He was chairing it, but it was Jerry like, no, let's not do this. This is football, guys. Let's go get it in here. And then he gets Murdoch, and then he makes the deal. And so that's why I say Jerry's legacy within the league and what he did to raise the value of every single franchise. And now when you go places, I was the Super Bowl a couple of years ago in San Fran. I forgot Jerry owns all the food and beverage there.
Legends.
They're making money everywhere.
Legends. So a couple of years ago, people were like, go look this up. The relocation committee, which Jerry was not on, had approved the Chargers and Raiders to go into a facility at Carson together. Well, the guy who got the team in L.A. was Stan Kroenke. Jerry told us that Goodell said to him, hey, man, I'll give you the L.A. market if you sell the Cowboys. We want you to build L.A. Jerry said, no, but I'll help you do it. So that was when Kroenke started buying up land around Hollywood Park, and Jerry helped Kroenke get there. So they all of a sudden show up. Kroenke's the guy, and they tell, all right, Kroenke, you're going to get you're going to get a team. Okay? You're going to get a team. Chargers can't build a stadium. They'll go with you to L.A. or the Raiders. Kroenke didn't want the Raiders because, the Raiders are more popular in L.A. than the Rams. That I know because I lived and worked there. So the Chargers can't get their stadium. They go up there. The NFL tells Mark Davis, go back to Oakland, get a stadium. He can't do it. He goes out to Vegas. Mark Davis makes a deal with Sheldon Adelson. That goes bad. All of a sudden, now Mark has nowhere to go in terms of getting money for a stadium. Jerry, who had a relationship with Bank of America, got Mark Davis his stadium. Who's the food and beverage? Who's the people doing the sponsorship for the stadium? Jerry. Jerry making so much money around here. It's crazy. Every time you're out here drinking something, it's Jerry. Killing it. Just killing it. And nobody says, Jerry, mafia boss, man.
Yo, Nui, so are you, dude. We always appreciate you making time for us, man.
All right, Nui.
Hey, Mitch, JP, you guys be well. You guys see my boy DQ. Tell him I said hello at Cliff, man. Good luck this season, all right?
We'll
man.
Appreciate Thank you, brother. Man. I'm sure we'll see you Christmas in Landover.
No, you won't.
Thanks, buddy. I love talking to Nui, man.
Oh, just yeah.
Great information. So much insight and context. Let's check in on Cut Day around the league. Plus, want to have a little conversation about YouTube TV. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks,
We've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Six, seven, the fan. Shout out to Potbelly. They might have the best milkshakes in the, like, major chain milkshake game.
Nah.
What do you think's better?
What's that place? What's the place?
I'm saying the major national chains.
Johnny Rockets is better than
What's the place that Potbelly. They just built in Manassas? You get them down in North Carolina.
Oh, Cookout.
Cookout.
Yeah, that's not a major national chain.
Why ain't it?
There's only Cookout in like Virginia and North Carolina.
Oh, it's one in Atlanta.
I think they're more places. their stuff is way better.
These are banging, dude.
I'm telling you, Cookout also, milkshakes are awesome.
Who picked this up, Jeff?
Yeah.
Did you walk to actual Potbelly?
Yes.
I need you to tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Did you eat the little cookie off the straw?
No, there was no
I
cookie.
I don't know. It always comes with a cookie on the straw.
There was no cookie and there was no straw in it. I actually had to go back and get the straw. And I was being selfless because I have a drink and I forgot to get a straw for myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let JP have that.
I didn't eat your
cookie.
Apologize.
I'm not sure I believe it. Every Potbelly shake ever comes with a little cookie on the straw. Like right. little Jordan Humphrey so comes with a shakes? Little cookie.
So you what we can do, shake? Yeah, what we can do is let's ask like the GM of Potbelly.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom.
Get the camera.
Get the eye team on it.
Yeah. And if it was no cookie on it, JP.
Bet him $1 million.
No, I don't even want to bet no money. I want 25 push-ups. And while you're doing them push-ups, I just want you to say, Jeff is the best.
No.
Jeff is the best.
I want to be sure I'm not going to do that. I suppose I believe you. It's very odd, but these are banging milkshakes. Brian, I've got great news.
What's that?
The crack production team there in the aquarium was able to book us a serious interview in 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Chris Russell.
Woo!
All right, we also have football news. I don't think this is a surprise, man.
Does Rooster have any good news?
Maybe. We've got car news.
All right.
But we got football news right now. Washington has released defensive end Cleveland Farrell.
Okay.
This one tracks.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I saw him playing late in the game.
He played the entire first half against the Ravens in the preseason game 3. I think Farrell ideally is a guy that helps you set the edge in the run game, and he didn't do it particularly well last year, and this year in the preseason it looked
didn't look good in preseason.
No. And it's a great story. He's a Richmond guy. I've always enjoyed getting to speak with him. But this one is not a shocker. I didn't have him in my projections. He wasn't on here.
We didn't say his name one time?
No. So, you know, it's kind of Farrell's one of these guys where it's interesting because he was the fourth overall pick back in 2019. And you've always mentioned this, that kind of draft status can carry you through for a while.
It gets you almost 5 to 6 years automatically.
Dog, he's big, he's strong, like he's one of these dudes, you look at him, it should work, it just never did. I wonder if he catches on with another team, maybe he goes and does a practice squad thing. He's made a lot of cash, though, so maybe, I don't know. Wish him well, nice guy, not a surprise at all.
Nothing has been surprising thus far.
There was one thing I wanted to mention today, and Grant tweeted about this. Is what made me notice it. A lot of people have switched to YouTube TV. And the people that switched to YouTube TV loved to, like, demean you about how cheap their cable bill was and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what's happening with YouTube TV now?
They're paying more.
The same stuff that happened with cable. So,
man, listen, nothing lasts free forever. So, while y'all at it, come on over to Fire TV with me.
B's got the crazy TV. I'm an Xfinity guy. But so now, I guess Fox is in a fight with YouTube TV. And I think this would happen. Listen to how they're leveraging this, which I think is just so brilliant. Whether it's a pain in the ass or not is not debatable. But the strategy behind it is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Fox goes off YouTube TV on Friday. Do you know what happens Saturday?
Football starts.
Texas versus Ohio State.
Uh-huh. But you know who did that just recently? Remember ESPN and Dish Network?
Yeah, same thing.
So you had a problem with ABC on your regular channel and all that stuff. If you had Dish or satellite, whatever it was, you had problems with ABC and ESPN.
Right. I remember.
That's all. That's just a strong arm.
Dude, you know what this, this is, I was a kid when ESPN launched ESPN2 and nobody was getting ESPN2. And then they put an Ohio State game on and next thing you knew, everybody got ESPN2. Like, my point in this is just.
If you're not paying it right now, just blink your eyes. It's coming.
Yeah, like.
You got to pay for stuff. Listen, I don't know what makes people think they're going to get stuff for free. Listen, I don't care how many apps you got on your phone. You might have a lot of free ones, but you're paying for some of them. And eventually the free ones start messing up. They don't get their money.
My thought has always been, as everything becomes more and more streaming-centric, is like, by the time you end up paying for all these services to watch your games, you're going to wish you had cable. Because one thing that is simple is one remote and just changing channels. Changing between streaming stuff is awful.
Yeah, but you're not at home.
Now,
you're on the road most times.
A real question, though, B, and I don't think you and I identify. Stallion, turn your mic on. Ryan, I think young people just bootleg games all the time. I'm not asking you particularly to incriminate yourself. Jeff and I were just talking Fifth Amendment. But like,
don't do what JP does on radio every day.
I do it constantly. But are you in the world where you just find a pirated stream of games to watch? Or do you pay for all the different apps or whatever?
Come on. You know me.
I am cheap.
I got a guy for you.
I don't need a guy. I got cable. I'm happy to have cable. I could just say what I want into the remote, and it's on the television. It's easy.
Yeah.
That's what it does on Fire TV, too.
But is that, like, is just the notion of having to pay for all the different apps just like, nah, no chance I'm going to find it. Literally.
No chance. I find all the different streams out there. Like, for this weekend, I have YouTube TV. Does not work for whatever reason. I somehow get, like, Dallas connections all the time and everything. I just use my bootleg streams, though. Or maybe I don't.
7,600 channels. I have all the local channels in my hometown, Baton Rouge, Lafayette.
And it's legal, right?
B's cable seems kind of questionable. Yeah.
No, mine ain't questionable.
Got that fire stick.
Y'all just go buy your stuff. See, so y'all want to go try to do this, that, and that. You go one, boom, one-stop shop. And Tony can hook you up.
Tony can hook you up. Speaking of questionable, Jeff, I just got a tweet from another dude named Jeff. He said, I got a Potbelly's milkshake last week. The cookie was wrapped up with straw in a little separate parchment packet.
You want to look inside the bag? Let's look inside the bag.
Jeff might have stolen my cookie, but we know somebody stole Chris Russell's car. We've got a stolen car update when we return.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. An hour from now, I'm excited. We're going to talk to Coach Brian Newberry, head coach of the Naval Academy midshipman football team. Mids played some good ball last year. I'm excited to hear about what they got coming this year. Right now, though, really exciting news. Chris Russell joins us. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, boys.
Last we heard, your car had been stolen and the criminals were racking up speeding tickets. Is that accurate?
Correct. Two. Yeah, at least.
How easy is it to deal with the district government and let them know the car's been stolen and you shouldn't have to pay those tickets?
Very uneasy.
But let me ask you a question. So they call you. Well, you get the alert or whatever, a ticket. You call them and tell them my car's been stolen and I reported it.
Yep.
Do they not just flag the damn car and stop calling you?
No.
Well, we know Jeff is the expert at it. Jeff, what happens?
So this is the thing. MPD and DC parking and all that, they have two separate systems. So,
but that's stupid.
In order for you to fight a ticket, same thing I had to do when they stole my car, you have to
In other words, I shouldn't be working in this building.
Yeah. You got to challenge it online, and then you just put your police report in there. They'll wipe it right away.
They said they had to wait until my car was officially declared gone, stolen. What happened?
Bro, how long that take?
Which was 2 weeks. They said 2 weeks, which so is what
not,
my...
It's not officially gone when you see it on camera, somebody driving away in your car?
Exactly. Which is what my insurance said. You had to wait 2 weeks. But the good news is, boys...
The good news.
On Sunday morning, building security in the building that we work in, not the parking company that, you know, that hasn't helped me. No, building security got a call at 6:38 in the morning saying they have found my car.
Where?
In Capitol Heights, Maryland.
Did the police go get it?
Well, the problem is it's in an impound lot, but nobody will tell me where it is. I have called PG County Police six times, including several, and then a couple of texts as well. The responding officer on Sunday morning does not know where it was towed to. PG County Police Headquarters will not call me back, will not answer the phone. That's the number I was given.
Well, call Jeff. Jeff say he's the...
He's an expert at PG County Police Headquarters.
He's the Don Corleone of PG County.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody know him.
Yeah, Jeff. I mean, you kept telling me if I just sent you a picture, you would recover my car.
Let me call my boy.
I sent you a picture. Where is my car?
Hold on. Just
if Jeff found out where his car at, seriously.
Without all the screaming. There's just so much screaming.
Sorry.
They found your car.
Correct.
They lost it.
It's in a temporary location in a tow yard or
why
in a salvage lot, I guess.
Why is it temporary?
But there's like eight, I guess, approved yards or whatever in PG County, and it could be at any one of the eight, and nobody will help me tell me where my car is so that I could turn it over to my insurance company because the ignition box was destroyed, they said. At the very minimum, the ignition box was destroyed.
So
I don't know what
else.
Of
gas, basically.
I assume that's how they hotwired it out of our lovely garage here.
But I'm saying,
paid $240 a month
for it. It fell out of gas. Like, they let you know they aren't responsible for nothing.
Yeah.
All they give you is a parking spot.
Yeah.
So,
that's why that little lady sit there every day now?
Yeah.
She ain't gonna stop nobody.
Watching TV.
So the good news is you've got your car. The bad news is you don't have your car.
Correct.
He don't have his car.
Yeah.
Who has? But your car's no longer stolen.
His car is somewhere that he doesn't know where
it's at. It's at an impound lot in PG County. Yes, correct.
Have you thought about just driving around all the different impound lots?
No.
You know, if I had the kind of free time that you have, JP Finley, maybe I would do that. But I don't have that kind of free time.
I'm swimming in free time.
Yeah. Corporate Claire, you want to help me out?
So,
no.
What happened? Maybe Landfill will drive around with you.
By the way,
Landfill, would you drive Chris Russell to eight different impound lots in Prince George's County?
Landfill's got things to do. He's got YouTube to watch. Watch out for Corporate Clary. He is an intentional water spiller on the kitchen floor trying to hurt his fellow employees or his former fellow employees because now we know that he works for the corporation, so he didn't care about anybody. I have photographic evidence of the water that he intentionally spilled yesterday trying to get me to slip on the kitchen floor and hurt myself.
You were the one saying that you wanted me to slip and, quote, die.
No.
You did.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
I'm working with a budget.
Yeah, exactly. I said you were trying to get us to slip and die.
Well, you have put your hands on me before.
Whoa,
and that is
pause.
That.
In that way?
I knew it was going to be bad. I knew that was going
to
be bad, but you did do that.
Yourself.
You did do that.
You should have kept
that
to yourself.
You tried to attack Stallion once?
He tried to accuse me of stealing his car.
I have not tried to do anything to you. I don't know where your glasses are. They're probably with my car in the impound lot.
Nah. Why is everyone... One thing I haven't understood... Now, Stallion doesn't work with us much, so it's more we see him in passing.
Right.
Like, I get you do the video stuff now. Why are you Corporate Clary? Like,
because he doesn't work with us anymore. He works around us, but he works for Odyssey, the company.
Can I tell you something? White Brian doesn't work with us, period. We see him twice a month. So, like, Stallion to me is still here.
Now, we see White Brian more than twice a month. I just say White Brian, he got some mysterious, like
proclivities?
Ways.
He might be crazier than
the
everyone on
the show.
The dude
went on vacation and came back concussed.
Yo, Jeff is more dependable than White Brian.
Whoa.
So you can say what you want about Corporate Clary, but I don't know. I think we should take it easy on the Stallion.
If they act like that, they must have security. They know. See, Jeff is got to do it right. Corporate Clary and White Brian, come on. White Brian went on vacation and came back on a Monday talking about, oh, I got concussed.
You know who's reliable? Cowboy B over there.
Who?
Young Cowboy B.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Brian.
He talking about
another
Black Brian.
But I call him Cowboy B because he's a Cowboy fan.
Oh, that's the little light-skinned dude.
Yeah.
Who was the dude wearing the Giants
But he's
Giants
there every
stuff?
Day. Well, that's AMAC.
That's AMAC.
That's my producer.
It's a lot of moving parts around here.
Yeah, well, we need to put some rules
this is
to
what
the
happens
hiring
when you're
process.
Persona non grata.
We need to have a mental test for the hiring process.
I think the mental test is who will take what the pay is offered.
That's a fair
Bruce,
point.
How are we looking and getting in you driving your vehicle again?
Well, I'd love to at one point.
I think he needs to trade that one in.
Look, if they total it, they total it. I'll have
you
to get a new car.
Do you want them to total it?
I mean, with 101,000 miles on it, I wouldn't be terribly opposed to it. I just want a decision. I just want to know where my car is.
He came seeking clarity.
Yeah.
That's what we want on this plan.
At this point, it's on the insurance company. Stop worried about the car.
Yeah, well, it's not because they say now. You got to go and sign it out, and they want it out of there because they don't want to pay. So
you got to go pay for it to get out of the.
What? No. I've got to go sign it out and turn over
it to get out.
Well, I've got to turn over my title and all that stuff. They make you present documentation.
Do you have that at trials, right?
I have it with me in my bag.
Go take it to them.
But I don't know where they are. I don't know where the car is. That's
the insurance company needs to be worrying about that.
Well, but they're not. They're telling me is I got to call them.
You
got
to pay for that too. You know that.
Yeah.
Yo, you're gonna have to pay to get your car out. That's gonna drive you.
That's gonna make you go
crazy. It's like $90 a day.
Can we book you that day?
He's gonna have to pay to get a stolen car back.
Can we book you that day?
Why are you reveling in my misery?
I'm not reveling in your misery.
Terrible.
Bruce, you are entertaining as hell. So I need to see you that day.
I still wish we had video, not so much of the car thief, but of you flipping out on Stallion and Darius and Toby. Of all the people at this station that would not steal your stuff.
He thought they did.
It is Darius and Toby. Stallion, maybe. But Darius and Toby ain't stealing anything. And you flipped out on them, accusing them.
I don't know
they're
if
not
I
even
flipped
cursing.
Out. I thought maybe they were doing a bit.
No. The best part about
those
it was.
Those dudes don't drink. They go to church like four times a week. They didn't steal
Who
your
goes
car.
To church?
The best, Toby does.
I think that was your producer looking for you. Just now.
Yes. The best part is that he double-checked Toby. Of all, like, not me. He goes, Toby, did you do it? And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, you just went right by me. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's because all you guys are weasels, man. And I don't trust you because I left my keys on my desk that day. So I thought maybe you tried to show me a lesson.
Yeah, you could
I was
check
like, okay,
me.
Okay, enough.
You could check me, but then you looked past me for a second time and you said,
what?
Toby, did you do it? And he was like,
what was the
no.
model? Not
yeah,
to
that is
kind
of insulting.
Forte.
Okay.
Kia Forte.
Roost?
I got to go.
You gotta go to work.
Show prep.
Yes, show prep. Right.
Good
for
luck
an hour.
With the car, bro. Keep
All
us
right.
updated.
Thank you, guys.
And always a wild ride. We got quarterback news when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.